Now you don't have to wait to find out what happened on Friday, because we'll tell you next on The Real Niagara Radio. Partly cloudy tonight, then becoming mainly clear. Overnight low temperatures in the lower 50s. For Saturday, partly sunny in the morning with some showers in the afternoon. Daytime high temperatures in the lower 70s. And Saturday night, a little cooler. The overnight lows in the upper 30s with some showers possible. And on Sunday, getting chilly again with a chance of rain or even possibly some snow. Daytime high temperatures in the mid-40s. Topping Friday's local news, school officials are telling us that it appears that the 2026-27 school budget will come in at about $9 million over budget. However, school superintendent Mark Lorry told us he's not a fan of asking for more taxes or cutting programs that will affect students. Instead, he said he'll be looking toward using some reserve funds that he and the school board has been putting aside and holding for about 11 years now. He called it his rainy day fund, and today Lorry told us it appears it's pouring. He said without replacing any vacant positions or expected upcoming vacancies created by retirees, and with the use of that savings, he's hoping they'll be able to get by this time. But he cautions for the following budget, some major considerations will have to be looked at, including a request for more funding from the state. Lorry told us this year, contractual agreements and substantial increases in health care and utilities have contributed to the current budget deficit, which he says is reportedly still being examined. I'll have more local news in a moment, but a reminder, our news is brought to you daily by Chris Moore's Appliance Repair at 523-5911. When you're looking for an honest repairman with a lot of experience that's reasonable, that's tough to find. Unless you look at Chris Moore. He's been fixing appliances for 45 years now, and he'll come to your home for a $35 service call plus parts and labor. You can't get more reasonable than that. And to get him there, it's just one phone call. 523-5911. Now, because you don't know when you're going to need him, it'd be a smart idea to put that number in your cell phone, because that's where all your important numbers go. And when you're having a problem with home appliances, that's an important number. 523-5911, it's Chris Moore's Appliance Repair. In other local news, a group of concerned citizens, spearheaded by Sean Knapp, Victor Johnson, Trent Hamilton, Tim Huther, and City Councilman Vince Cawley, held a forum on Thursday at the main library. They got together discussing ways to help revitalize the city's north end and to make sure the people's desires are registered and noted. And they say they were also looking for a way to encourage voters to get out and vote on Election Day. Councilman Cawley said that the key to that is to keep the public engaged and informed on what is actually happening in the city. And he said the group is working on ways to make that happen. Cawley told us that it all begins when an exchange of information is presented between the public and those that could make change happen. And Cawley said he expects to initiate more public awareness in the future through various public relations and information campaigns. Authorities tell us that about 45 to 50 area residents turned out to attend that meeting last night. More headlines on the way, but a reminder, our news is also brought to you daily by the Wellness Park Pharmacy, 87th of Buffalo Avenue, and the Community Medical Pharmacy on Michigan Avenue just off Main. You know, they're two locally owned and operated pharmacies that will really make a difference in the way you shop and the way you get your prescriptions, because their one objective is to make you happy. They find out what you need, make sure you get it, and they'll answer any questions you might have. And if you want, they'll even deliver your prescriptions free of charge. For details, call them at 260-1918 and give them a try, because you're going to like the way you're treated at the locally owned and operated drugstores in the Falls, Wellness Park, 87th of Buffalo Avenue, and the Community Medical Pharmacy on Michigan Avenue just off Main. Accidents reported to Niagara Radio today include a vehicle veering off the road and striking a mailbox on the Chestnut Ridge Road this morning. Possible injuries reported there. In North Tonawanda, just after 2 p.m. on Friday, first responders were called out for a reported vehicle fire on Wall Street at Eddy Drive. NT police and firemen responded to that scene with no other information available. On Thursday night, city police and the fire department responded to 19th and Niagara Street at around 6 p.m. for a reported two-vehicle collision, with one of those cars involved slamming into a utility pole. Niagara Falls police and firemen who responded to the scene reported at least two people were injured and were transported to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. And as we told you about first on Thursday afternoon, a vehicle collision was reported in North Tonawanda on the Twin Cities Memorial Highway at Schenck Street. NT police and firemen responded there and reported unknown injuries. And also on Thursday, smoke coming from an electrical panel at 7725 Lake Road in Barker sent volunteers to that scene. Firemen from the Barker, Alcott, and a fast team from Lockport responded and took care of that problem with no injuries reported. And keep this in mind for Monday. Back in 1971, a group of high school students in California met at 4:20 p.m. after school to reportedly smoke some marijuana. But when they gathered, they heard about some abandoned hemp plants that were left in the area, and they set out to find them. Well, they never did find the weed, but because of meeting at 4:20, they gave the operation a code name of 4:20. And as time went on, that 4:20 code spread from one person to another and was used by folks planning to smoke marijuana. Well, after time, they took the 4:20 time and converted it to the date 4:20, which is April 20th, and they used that as the new code name. They also made it an unofficial holiday for smoking weed and a time for those who smoke to gather together and to engage in that routine. Well, that's gone on for years, and the date 4:20 is still celebrated, but it's gotten even bigger since marijuana has been made legal in many areas. In fact, 4:20 is even kind of an unofficial holiday. But here, the sheriff reminds you, the use of cannabis, if you intend to drive, can be both dangerous and life-threatening. And Sheriff Filosetti reminds you that on Monday, which happens to be the date 4:20, police agencies throughout the state will take part in a high-visibility campaign against those that smoke, drink, and drive. So if you plan to celebrate with any intoxicating substance, don't get behind the wheel of your car, or 4:20 might be the day you remember as the day you were arrested. And finally, all the details of an investigation into the actions of former Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown, who now heads up the Western Region Off-Track Betting Corporation, alleging any misconduct, have reportedly been called unfounded by investigators with the New York State Police. Authorities tell us that a number of complaints were filed by someone that is believed to be or is connected to a former employee of Off-Track Betting, and that the complaints contained a number of accusations accusing Brown of improprieties. But according to investigators, those claims have proved to have no merit, and no other details concerning what the issues were have been released. But today, word from the state police is that they're now turning their efforts into finding out who wrote the letters of alleged wrongdoings and to checking into where they came from. So far, there's been no comment from Byron Brown, with no further information released on that investigation. If it happens in your area, we want you to know, and if you see news in the making, we want to know. So call our Links of Niagara tip line 24 hours a day at 371-0046. And remember, even if it's nasty out, you can still practice your golf game on the same simulators that the pros use at the Links of Niagara. For details or for a virtual look at the links, check them out at thelinksofniagara.com. We update the news every Monday to Friday afternoon here on Niagara Radio, and you can hear it on the hour and half hour on niagaradio.net or by entering niagaradio.net in the search bar on Facebook. And remember, over the weekend or at night, if major news should break out, we'll break in and tell you about it here on the Real Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa.